Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by JJB Hilliard, WL Lyons, LLC, member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life, Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
I'm Dave Mers, and your Central Kentucky forecast is brought to you in part by eBusinessReportLexington.com, free resources to help you grow your business. As we head to the evening, cloudy skies, a dry night, 52. We get tomorrow a sunny day, the high 75. Wednesday, some sun to come. The high will top out Wednesday at a warmer 83. There's your forecast from the Weatherbug Center at WLRT, Lexington's Real Talk.
The following program is sponsored by Horn Marketing and Consulting.
It's time now for Sports Talk, and here's your Sports Talk host, Greg Horn, here on AM 1250 WLRT.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Talk. I'm Greg Horn, joined by Action Jackson Reams, and great to be back in the seat again. I want to thank Rick Reams for filling in for me last week, and Jackson Reams, as always, does a great job. But I'm back in the saddle today, glad to be with you. And, you know, yesterday, Jackson, was a great day. You posted on our Twitter page, 1250 Sports Talk, that number 10 UK baseball took a series from number 8 LSU with a 10-2 win. The Reddies beat the Chicago Cubs 7-5, and UK softball swept Missouri with a 10-8 win. And then last night, the news started off bad with one UK basketball player announcing he's going to go in the draft. Then it just continued today. And then the football team got some bad news this afternoon.
It's really been quite an avalanche of negative news so far for Big Blue Nation in the last 24 hours. So it started last night, like you said, when we found out that Hamidou Diallo was going to put his name into the NBA draft. And that's an interesting decision because he will not sign with an agent, so he can return to school. But a lot of people out there very frustrated because Diallo never played a single second for Kentucky and could leave and go to the draft without ever contributing to the team whatsoever. Diallo was considered a five-star guard shooting guard in his class of 2018. Thought of as a top 15 player in his class and either the top shooting guard or the second best shooting guard in his class. And so a lot of people were hoping he could kind of be the quote unquote veteran presence for next year's really young squad because he already had a semester here at Kentucky. He didn't play, but he got to see how things rolled. You also heard from a lot of recruits that Hamidou was kind of their leader. He was texting them all constantly saying how he couldn't wait for them to show up at Kentucky to get going. But last night, Greg, was the deadline for a player to announce they were going to the draft and still return to school. So I think it makes sense with John Calipari that Coach Cal probably said, go ahead, put your name in, find out what they say, and then make a decision. I think a lot of people automatically thinking Hamidou is gone. The kid has a really strong reputation of being a terrible shooter. We've seen how that can hurt with Isaiah Briscoe, and I don't think it's as cut and dry as he has gone out the door, but that started it. Then today we found out Bam Adebayo is staying in the draft with an agent, and then I would say probably the most breaking and maybe the most surprising may not be the right word, but maybe the most impactful news out of all of this was when four-star quarterback Jaren Williams announced today on Twitter that he has decommitted from Kentucky. And, of course, he was the really highly regarded quarterback that had just blown up recently, that Kentucky had been holding on to his commitment for about a year and a half up to this point.
Well, there's lots of news. We're going to talk more in depth about that in our next segment with our special guest on Mondays that we've had almost every Monday, except for last Monday when he was on a much-deserved vacation, Justin Rowland with Cats Illustrated. But I do want to thank our sponsor today, the Kessinger Lee Financial Group with Hilliard Lyons. Chris Lee and Tom Kessinger do an outstanding job, and we'll be talking with Chris Lee later this segment. So I want to thank them for being our sponsor of the day. But, yeah, Jaren Williams, man, we saw how key a quarterback position was with Steven Johnson stepping up to play, doing such a great job. Of course, he's a senior, still wondering if Drew Barker's going to come back from the back injury, but Jaren Williams was a big-time coup for this UK football team. But since they got his commitment in June of 2016, some big-time programs have also offered.
Well, yeah, first let me correct myself. He hadn't quite been committed to Kentucky for an entire year, but his commitment came on the heels of the Mac Jones decommitment and commitment to Alabama. So when this guy committed to Kentucky, a lot of people kind of latched on to him as he's the next big thing. And it wasn't just Kentucky people thinking that. He gained offers from Miami, Florida, Tennessee, LSU, Florida, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, and South Carolina, among others, after committing to Kentucky. And so I don't think this comes as a surprising move, but it is a very impactful move. He's a guy who clearly could mean a lot to a program if all of these major programs are offering him. But at the same time, I think as a Kentucky fan, you just have to realize that, you know, these high-end recruits, quarterback being the most important position, are going to get offers from high, high-level football programs. And for now, at least, Kentucky just doesn't have the success nor the history nor the appeal of these higher-rated programs. And, you know, Kentucky may not have lost this kid. Who knows? Maybe he'll recommit to Kentucky. But even if he doesn't, it's going to be likely because he is going to choose a top 10 perennial team. And you can only fault a guy so much for that, Greg.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And even the team that, you know, that we hate to lose teams, guys, too, Alabama's also offered Jaren Williams. So it's just one of those things that unfortunately is part of the deal when you are trying to compete with a big-time program. So Alabama, I was just, you know, saying that they have also offered Jaren Williams. So as long as we don't have to lose him to him, that would be one to be the real kick in the gut for me.
Well, biggest name score right there that I forgot to write down on the sheet. So my bad on that one. But yes, Alabama had just recently offered him. And I think that on top of all of these other programs that had offered him probably just started to pile up. And he said on Twitter that he really wanted to take his time and make sure he made the best decision for what he called an opportunity of a lifetime. And he's not wrong. You know, this is a huge choice for him to make, and he could have a lot riding on it. I don't think by any means he wouldn't be successful if he chose Kentucky, but I think that, you know, before he had committed to the Cats, he didn't have all these offers from these really elite teams. Now he does, and I think I understand why he's going to take a step back and take a look at his options. The only thing you can do as a Kentucky fan, not blow him up and get mad at him like they did with Mac Jones. You need to blow him up and say how badly Kentucky needs him, hope that the coaches can do the same thing, and maybe get him back on board somewhere down the line. He still has an entire senior season of football left. So I don't think by any means Kentucky is ready to concede that just because he decommitted today that Jaren Williams will not end up at Kentucky in the long run.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they might have a chance with him just because we did make progress. We got to a good bowl game, won 7 games. So, you know, I don't think we're out of the woodwork or out of the, I guess, possibilities, realm of possibilities of him still committing like we were with Mac Jones when we were still so unproven, but still a disappointing blow. But I'd much rather know now than 3 months from now. You know?
Absolutely. Like I said, he's still got a whole summer left in his senior season. So if he does decide to just completely move on from Kentucky, they still have plenty of time to go out there and find a 2018 quarterback. We'll talk with Justin Rowland, but this has happened, unfortunately, to Kentucky quite a bit. They find guys early, then they blow up, and Kentucky kind of loses a handle on them. You know, you have Jaren Williams, you had Mac Jones, Jared Stidham, who I believe will end up starting at Auburn this year, who went to Baylor. They've had a lot of things happen like this, and I think the biggest thing for Kentucky and their staff is to try to figure out how to hold on to these elite guys. And unfortunately, at this point in their progression of trying to build a great program, they haven't been able to hold on to them just yet.
And then, of course, the final big news we talked a little bit earlier is Bam Adebayo has now announced that he will officially sign with the agent and not return to UK. But not necessarily a surprising decision, but the timing was important since Mohamed Bamba is guaranteed probably a starting spot now. So join us on the phone line now is our good friend Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group with Hilliard Lyons. And Chris, I was hoping to talk to you about your opinion about the spring football blue-white game with UK last week. But in the last 24 hours, we've had all kinds of news about UK basketball players deciding to put their name in the draft, starting with Hamidou Diallo, and then Bam Adebayo announced that he's going to sign with an agent this afternoon, or this morning, should I say. Then this afternoon, football four-star quarterback from Georgia, Jaren Williams, who had committed to Kentucky back in June of 2016, announced his decommitment. So I got to change our topics, and let's start first with the basketball part. Kentucky, obviously, you've got De'Aaron Fox and Malik Monk, who we knew were probably one and doneers, but not so sure yet about Bam Adebayo. What's your thoughts on that? And Hamidou Diallo announcing that he's going to test the waters.
Well, you know, it's one of those. Monk and Fox certainly didn't surprise me at all. I think, especially with the tournament that De'Aaron Fox had, he certainly played in a way that increased his stock in a pretty dramatic way, especially with the UCLA game. You know, I expected, and it didn't shock me when Bam declared. I was certainly hopeful, and you know, crossed my fingers that with him not hiring an agent, that there was a chance that he would come back. But in reality, even though some of these mock drafts maybe don't have him going as high as some people would think, I suspect just with his body and with the just huge amount of upside that he has, I would have been really, really surprised if he would have come back. I just think that even if he goes later in the draft, then, I mean, realistically, you're looking at potentially getting on a better team. And let's say, for example, he gets on a team with a really good big man, in many cases for that team, he's going to be able to almost be mentored by someone who's already a superstar and really improve his game in a pretty powerful way. As far as Diallo goes, it doesn't shock me either. I think the longer that we went and he didn't actually see the floor this year, to me, it just kind of felt like that he was here, and then realistically he would probably be gone. Hopefully he comes back. I love it that he hasn't. Signed rather with an agent, but you know, it wouldn't shock me if he went on and left as well.
Yeah, that's just kind of the way it rolls with Kentucky.
Right.
Interesting point today released by the UK Sports Information Department through the 2016 NBA draft of the 18 players in the Calipari era. Who declared for the NBA draft after one season at Kentucky, all 18 were drafted in the first round. So, obviously, Bam Adebayo and possibly Diallo counting on that, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And I think that, again, with the track record that you've seen as far as Cal being able to not only get guys in the NBA, but fairly consistently, obviously there's a few exceptions, but fairly consistently get them to a spot where they also are able to succeed in terms of getting, in many cases, either a lottery pick or somewhat of a guaranteed contract, or at least getting to the point where they get that second contract. You know, he certainly has a very good track record of doing that. And while it sometimes is frustrating for us as fans, just because, not because we're upset with the players, I fully understand why the players do this, but selfishly as a fan, you obviously want some of these young kids to stay and play longer, not just because we want to win championships. Obviously, that's part of it, but more than anything, just because they're good kids. I mean, you look at Monk and Fox and Adebayo and a lot of these young men that are leaving, they're just great kids, and I enjoy watching them play, and the kind of what if of, man, if this guy came back or that guy did, it's kind of fun to think about. But so far it's been more of the same, it looks like. So
I agree with you. You just tuned in. We're talking with Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group with Hilliard Lyons. And Chris, just because of conflicting schedules, I know you coach some athletic teams of your kids, so we had a little more of a challenge this spring getting you on. But share with people what you all do at the Kessinger Lee Financial Group.
Sure, Greg. Our big focus is, one, on financial planning, and then, two, on investment management. And we marry the two of those things together in a very, I guess, not just in a unique way, but a very customized way for each particular client. So in many cases, we'll sit down with a client. The initial meeting or meetings in some cases are certainly free. There's no cost to that, just to see what the client's needs are and what their objectives are. And then we lay out a plan as far as what we would feel like would be the best way to get to those objectives or to those goals. And then ideally work with that client, in some cases over several generations as far as families go, to make sure that we are able to, A, create wealth and hit goals, but then also pass wealth on tax efficiently to the next generation.
Well, if somebody wanted to get in contact with you all to find out more information, what's the best way to do that, Chris?
Sure. You can go to our website, thekessingerleegroup.com, financialgroup.com, or you can go, you can email me at clee@hilliard.com, or our main line is 859-219-4260.
All right. Well, Chris, we always love talking sports with you, and thankful to you and Tommy Kessinger for being sponsors of Sports Talk. So enjoy this beautiful weather, man. Thanks so much.
Greg, thanks for having me on. Take care.
All right. That's Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group with Hilliard & Lyons. To find out more about them, check them out online at KessingerLeeGroup.com. Well, stay with us. When we get back, we'll be talking with Cats Illustrated Justin Rowland next on 1250 Sports Talk.
Nice shot, Jim.
Hey, thanks. You know, it's great to be out here and not at the shop.
Yeah, must be all that Action Coach business coaching.
Well, laugh if you want, but our revenues are up, and I'm working smarter on each of the six steps to a better business instead of harder, like some people I know.
I don't know what Action Coach can tell me about my business. We had a record year last year.
Hey, look, every great athlete has a coach, even the world's best golfer, who had a record year last year, too.
Good point.
Now, listen. I've learned more about business in the last 3 months from my Action Coach than I ever have. I've also learned something else.
Yeah, what's that?
The best tee times are during the middle of the week.
Your local Action Coach in Central Kentucky is Andrew Van Horn. Contact Andrew at 859-940-5517. That's Andrew Van Horn at 859-940-5517. You deserve to have your own coach, too. Call Action Coach Andrew Van Horn today.
Do you dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With three convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120. Or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Congratulations to McGee's Bakery celebrating their 60th anniversary. family-owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers. Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
BurgerFi, natural and proud of it. Our beef, it's beef. No hormones, no antibiotics, just 100% certified Angus. You know, the way nature intended. We really get cooking with other chef-driven favorites, made from scratch daily, like our crispy fries and double-battered onion rings, hand-cut and served with house-made sauces, fresh farm veggies and gourmet toppings, all with local craft beer and wine. But we don't stop at honest food. We're proud to commit to eco-friendly practices that improve every neighborhood we call home.
BurgerFi, 141 Rojay Drive, right next to Moe's and the Fayette Mall movie theaters.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn, Action Jackson Reams here with you on a beautiful Monday in Central Kentucky. I want to thank the Kessler's Lee Financial Group with Hilliard Lines for being our sponsor of the day. To find out more about them, check them out online at KessingerLeeGroup.com. Joining us on the phone line is Cats Illustrated's Justin Rowland. And Justin, man, I hope that vacation went well, well-deserved, my friend.
Yeah, I found out when you have four kids under 7 years old, there's really no such thing as a vacation for me. I think it was probably more work than I do on a given work day, but it was a lot of fun, man. They got to go to Legoland, and it was all Legos all over the place, and so they were in hog heaven, and it was pretty fun to see them having a good time.
Well, I'm sure those kids did enjoy it, but you're right. With four under the age of seven, that is definitely no vacation for you. But great stuff there as a dad. Glad that the kids enjoyed it. And obviously you come back and all kinds of breaking news, Kentucky basketball and football. But let's get your take first on the football decommitment. Four-star Georgia quarterback Jaren Williams decommits from Kentucky. Were you surprised by that?
I was very surprised by it, and I know people close to the Kentucky program were surprised by it, too. I mean, I've been talking to people close to the program the last couple of weeks, and every single one of them said, we're not worried. We're going to get him. We're going to keep him. And this came right on the heels of that. So I know that they were shocked by it. He had been telling Kentucky that he was feeling really good about his commitment. He told me that Kentucky was his last visit of the spring. He said that he was never open. He was just listening. He went to all these other schools, and he came out of those visits still committed, and then all of a sudden he decommits. And there's conflicting information everywhere. I'm not faulting him, but I don't think he wanted to say things that was gonna make Kentucky fans upset. It's a tough situation for a kid, but if you read what his coach was telling, like Alabama.com and other newspapers, his coach was saying he was gonna attend camps this summer. And Jaren was saying he wasn't. So there's always a conflict. There were some red flags. It's a big loss, no doubt.
Well, Justin, he's a guy who, of course, had really blown up since his offer to Kentucky. Lots of SEC schools jumping on him, including Tennessee, LSU, Florida, Ole Miss, Alabama. He also had Miami, Florida. I think Florida State has an offer out to him. So a guy that has a lot of these other big-time programs out there that wanted him. And like you said, through all of that, seemed very committed to Kentucky. I know you haven't talked to him, but if you had to I guess make an assumption almost. Just what do you think might have changed for him today compared to, you know, just last week or whenever when he's reaffirming his commitment?
If I had to guess, I would say that even though he said he wasn't open and he was solid, he probably did have an open mind to some extent. I mean, you don't visit Alabama and Ole Miss and LSU and Florida and Florida State and Tennessee in a period of about 2 weeks if you're not somewhat open. And he had visited Florida State twice. You know, he had to have an open mind regardless of what he was saying. It's really a tough spot for a kid because what do you say? I mean, he wanted to be honest with the media, I think. But how can you come out and say, well, I'm sort of committed to Kentucky. I'm taking these visits, and if I see something I like, I'm probably going to flip him. He was asked questions. He tried to give answers as best he could. And I think when push came to shove, he probably, maybe he had some people in his ear telling him that he could do better. and that's a tough, bitter pill for Kentucky football fans to swallow, but happened with Mac Jones last year. It happened with quarterbacks of the previous two classes before that, and, you know, it's just very tough. It's tough recruiting guys like that down from the South.
Well, I noticed you put that on Twitter about the, you know, these decommitments usually come because of the South, and that Kentucky definitely needs to keep focused on Ohio. If you're Kentucky, I mean, do you think you still go on and keep doing this, or is it after you keep getting your finger kind of slammed in the door, so to speak, do you finally say, you know, enough's enough? I mean, what's your take on that?
Yeah, what was the question again?
Well, I guess just, you know, this has happened repeatedly at the quarterback position with them.
Yeah.
So I just wondered, you know, do you think enough's enough and maybe you don't go after guys like that as early, or
yeah,
do you think you still keep trying?
In I was thinking in this class or big picture, I think you got to keep trying. Now, honestly, I don't think anybody expected Jaren Williams to blow up as much as he did. I was saying all along I thought he was a four-star caliber kid. I thought we had him underranked, undervalued. I had a chance to watch him twice in person early on, so I was really impressed, but I didn't see Alabama offering. I didn't see LSU offering. I was surprised when that happened. So you got to recruit the best guy that you can. And when it comes to quarterbacks, you can't say we're just going to recruit Ohio guys or we're just going to recruit Kentucky guys. Quarterback recruiting is more national. It's more of a national talent search than like a local regional thing. You just got to go for the best one you can find, best one you can get. I just think big picture, even beyond quarterbacks, like it's just a lot harder to hold on to kids from Georgia, Florida, if you're Kentucky, than it is to hold on to a kid like a kid from Ohio, because they're not going to visit as often. They don't have as many schools chirping in their ear. They haven't grown up watching Kentucky struggle in the SEC quite as much. A tough question. I don't think Kentucky did anything wrong. It was just hard for them in the long run.
And, of course, we saw what happened with Mac Jones very shortly after his decommitment from Kentucky. He ends up choosing Alabama. So, first of all, do you see a quick decision coming for Jaren Williams, or do you think he might still wait and weigh some of these other options as he still has an entire senior season left in front of him?
It's a good question. I mean, he never led me to believe that he was close to decommitting. So I don't know what's in his head. I don't know if he's got one school in mind that he's like, yeah, this is where I want to go. This is why I decommitted. I think if he knew where he wanted to go, he would just go ahead and flip. I don't see why he would decommit. I think he probably just came to the conclusion that he didn't want to go to Kentucky. He thought he did at one point, and he saw all these schools, and he probably decided, you know what, I want to go play in front of 90,000 people on Saturdays at a football factory. And I think if he knew where he wanted to go right now, he would have just flipped. He wouldn't have decommitted.
So do you think that's a good thing that he didn't just flip straight to one and that Kentucky can still stay in on him some, or do you think it's probably the beginning of a lost cause?
I think it's the beginning of a lost cause. I don't think he made this decision lightly. He's got a relationship with Darren Henshaw. I think, you know, if there were a good chance that Henshaw would be able to keep him on board, I don't think Jaren Williams would have decommitted. I don't know how Henshaw is going to feel about this. I can share this on the air now because he's not at Kentucky anymore, but I think everything I heard, Neil Brown was kind of burned when Elijah Sindelar committed to Purdue over Kentucky, because I think he thought that Elijah Sindelar was going to go to Kentucky. And later on, there were some rumors that Sindelar might have been interested in Kentucky, but I heard that Brown just felt burned. He didn't like how the whole situation played out, and maybe they just kind of kept their distance because of that. I don't know how Henshaw is going to feel. I don't think that there will be ill will. I think if Henshaw believes that he could get him back, then he'll try. But I don't think that they're going to be able to get him back on board.
All right. If you're tuned in, we're talking with Justin Rowland with CatsIllustrated.com. If you're a big-time Kentucky football, basketball, baseball fan, you need to get a subscription to CatsIllustrated.com. Justin also is a great follow on Twitter at Rowland Rivals. That's Rowland Rivals. Justin, let's move over to the basketball side of things here. Amadou Diallo last night announced that he is going to test the NBA waters but not sign with an agent. Were you surprised by his announcement?
You know, I wasn't shocked by it. I mean, when you think about it, yeah, it makes perfect sense. And I know when Yalo went to Kentucky, a lot of people assumed, yeah, this is what he's probably going to do. And people still saying he's probably going to return to Kentucky. So it's really not, it's not a surprise on that point. But I will say this, there wasn't a whole lot of chatter about it. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of, well, hey, Diallo's getting ready to make his decision. Even though we knew the deadline was approaching, it didn't seem like there was a whole lot of talk that this was imminent. So when people say, you know, you guys need to stop freaking out, this was expected. Well, I mean, maybe we in the media failed a little bit to talk about it more as a possibility. You know, I think that he's making the right decision for himself. He's making a decision that he should sleep well with. But I understand fans being frustrated and being concerned because, you know, they're fans of the team and they want him to succeed. They're fans of Kentucky's basketball team and they, you know, right or wrong, feel like he probably owes them something. I don't think he does, but, you know, I understand how people feel that way. So it's a tough situation.
Well, Justin, I know that you all have a specific recruiting guy for the basketball side of things, but Hamidou Diallo was a guy who was very widely regarded as top 15 in his class, you know, either the first or second ranked shooting guard. But a huge deficiency that apparently was there is his shooting ability. And he claims his shooting has gotten a lot better in the short time he was at Kentucky, but it still sounds like he would likely be a late first or early second round kind of prospect. So, if you had to make a guess as far as will he return, like you said, there's a lot of chatter out there that he will, but do you think it's more of a 50-50 thing than just saying obviously he's going to return because of the chatter that we have heard?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think this is all speculation at this point, but I will say he wouldn't have put his name in if he doesn't want to go. I mean, look, if he wanted to come back to Kentucky next year, then he wouldn't have even put his name in. So we know that he wants to go. Now, will he have the opportunity? I don't know. I mean, if he's a late first-round pick, I can't get inside his head, but I wouldn't say that he's definitely coming back. I mean, if you're talking about a guy who's already a late first-round pick and people are speculating, well, if he comes back, he could be a lottery pick, then there is every possibility he could work out and really, really impress some teams. You know, he could really see his stock soar, or maybe he could just be convinced, you know, maybe this is the right decision. I don't think it's 50-50, just my guess, but I do think that there is a chance he stays in.
I talked about the other news. Bam Adebayo announced that he was going to test the NBA waters and go to the combine, but not hire an agent. Then today, a report came out that he does hire an agent. Were you surprised by that?
No. I mean, I guess I was a little bit surprised that he didn't hire an agent to begin with, just because I expected him to announce, just the same way that Fox and Monk did, that he was going to go in without an agent. I guess it makes sense. I mean, he put his name in, test the waters, kind of want to make sure that he wasn't going to plummet. Then kind of gets assurances that, yeah, you're going to be a first round guy. The bottom is not going to fall out. Then now you go and get an agent. You know what you're going to do. Go find somebody who can get you, help represent you, get you the best situation, the best money possible. I understand why he did it. Even I understand why he did it the way that he did. So it wasn't a shock.
And then with Kentucky still very much in on Mohamed Bamba, one of the best players in next year's class, do you think it was a good thing that Bam came out at this point in time, didn't wait all the way into May to announce that he would sign with an agent and would absolutely not be coming back to Kentucky?
Yeah, I don't know. I think this is probably going to help Kentucky with Bamba. A lot of people speculated, well, what would it look like if Kentucky had a front line with Bam and Bamba? I don't know what impact that would have had. I mean, theoretically, that could have helped both of their stock. But I think Bamba liked the idea of kind of playing a position similar in some ways to the one that Bam played. So, yeah, I think it helps Kentucky with Bamba. I think a lot of these guys that are still waiting around that haven't decided yet are waiting on exactly the kind of thing that Bam just did. And, you know, a lot of buzz about Texas with Bamba, but I still think Kentucky's got a really good shot to land, and this probably helps.
All right. Well, Justin, thanks so much for giving us some of your time. Always great stuff, football and basketball. Glad the vacation went well, and thank you so much, man. Appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot.
All right. That's Justin Rowland. He's the editor, publisher of CatsIllustrated.com. If you're a UK basketball or football fan, I think it's a must-have. Get a subscription, very reasonable. And if you love UK football, I mean, it's a must-have. Nobody covers UK football, and especially the football recruiting, better than Justin Rowland. We got to take our second break, but stay with us. When we get back, lots more sports to talk about. Tonight's the Catsbys, Memorial Coliseum at 7 p.m. We'll be talking about that and more next on Sports Talk with Action Jackson Reams and yours truly, Greg Horn, on AM 1250 WLRT. Hi, I'm Greg Horn with Sports Talk. Are you a basketball junkie like I am and looking for a great place to watch college basketball? Look no further. Shamrock's Bar and Grill is the place to be to enjoy great food, and they've got lots of TVs to help you watch your favorite college basketball and NBA team. Locally owned, Shamrock's Bar and Grill has two locations, on Patchen Drive and in the Heartland Shopping Center. Hope to see you soon at Shamrock's Bar and Grill.
Each show, we'd like to take a minute to thank one of our longtime sponsors, Asbury University. Did you know that in the past year alone, Asbury sent individual students, groups, and athletic teams on hundreds of different mission trips to 40 different countries? If you or your student at home is interested in missions, cross-cultural travel, or study abroad programs while attending a nationally ranked, private, and affordable university, email Asbury at admissions@asbury.edu.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by JJB Hilliard, WL Lyons, LLC, member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn, Action Jackson Reams here with you on a Monday. I want to thank the Kessinger Lee Financial Group with Hilliard Lyons for being our sponsor of the day. If you need help looking at your retirement funds, or if you've maybe not even started one, and kind of intimidated by that, Chris Lee and Tom Kessinger, two outstanding guys, super people, just really friendly. Both known both those guys for quite a while. Man, there's no charge to meet with them, just to have an initial consultation. So go meet with them, let them help you out, and just sit down and talk what your dreams are and see what they can do to help you. To find out how to contact them and more information about them, check them out online at KessingerLeeGroup.com. Also, I just want to remind you, if you miss any of our shows lately, you can always catch our podcast. Those are put up each night about 6:15, 6:20 p.m. at the latest by Action Jackson Reams. Go to our website, 1250sportstalk.com, or the easiest way is to follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and you can do that simply at 1250 Sports Talk. Well, Action Jackson Reams, we've been talking a lot about all this news, so much going on. You still had a couple of takes you wanted to share about Diallo's announcement.
Well, just that I don't think that people need to necessarily write him off so quickly as 100% out the door from Kentucky. Lots of thoughts that he is at best a late first round, more likely a early second round pick in next year's draft. And I'm not sure that that's the kind of thing that Coach Cal would say, you have to go, I won't let you come back to Kentucky kind of deal. He's an explosive athlete. He can show a lot of different things if he were to return to Kentucky. And you have, you know, some guys with a lot of knowledge chiming in and saying that if they had to guess, they thought he would come back. You have Chad Ford of ESPN who said that. Evan Daniels of Scout has said that. John Clay of the Herald Leader, who's been around a long time, said that. And then Adam Zagoria even saying that he's hearing from NFL or NBA executives that Diallo is a second-round pick and likely as a flyer. So that would be, let's roll the dice on this kid and maybe we'll hit on him. It doesn't sound like the kind of deal where he is 100% going to go, and he has exactly, well, yeah, 1 month to the day to decide if he wants to return to Kentucky or not. That decision on May 25th or 24th is when it's due. And so I'd say just calm down on the negative takes on it, the hot takes on it. The kid very well could still return to Kentucky, and then people have a lot of stuff to make up for if he comes back and is on the court for the Big Blue next season.
Well, one reason he's got to come back is, you know, he hadn't got a chance to do his own autograph tour yet.
That's right. And Bam Adebayo will get to do that. Now, by the way, I don't think there's any negatives about the Bam Adebayo situation. I think most people assumed he was going to be gone. I pretty much, you could see it from one of the first times he stepped on the floor, just his body readiness and things like that. So congratulations to him. I think he'll still get to cash in, do that signing tour. I'm sure lots of people will show up for it. And I do think, I'm very high on the fact that I think it helps Kentucky with Mohamed Bamba, because it gives him, you know, however much longer he wants to take on his decision, he now knows that he would come in and I think start right away at Kentucky, no competition. Even if Bam was here, they probably might have played together, but I think this makes it a lot more clear.
Yeah, it's really interesting because, you know, supposedly Texas and Kentucky are the two front runners. Jared Allen did sign with an agent a couple of days ago. So he is definitely going to the NBA draft. So that opens up a starting spot definitely for Bamba. And now Kentucky with Bam Adebayo announcing, of course, Isaac Humphries. I mean, you know, all the frontline people for the most part gone. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Hard to beat out Cal and them, but obviously I'm going to go for Texas. I know you're for Kentucky, so we'll see what happens. Well, tonight is the Cats Beast, and it's the UK version of the ESPN ESPYs Award, and this thing's become a big deal, Jackson Ring.
It has become a very big deal, such a big deal that instead of being closed to athletes like it is every single year, they've decided to open it up to Big Blue Nation. It starts at 7 p.m. and the doors open at 6:30 over at Memorial Coliseum. Now, tickets are $5, and I tried to click on a link that said you could get them online, and I couldn't find them online. I'm sure you could still go down there and buy them at the door if you like. But if you don't even want to put out that effort, you can just watch it. It's being live streamed on ukathletics.com. They're going to give out 16 different awards, including, you know, your female and male athletes of the year, the female and male rookie of the year, Mr. and Miss Wildcat, team of the year, coach of the year. And usually there's going to be a lot of names of people in there that you're going to recognize. Even seen some people go as far as to say that it's going to be an upset when male rookie of the year is going to be Benny Snell and not any of the freshmen from the UK men's basketball team.
Oh, wow. A little drama there for you. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there on that. Well, obviously, we're always looking for Kentucky, you know, basketball recruits, hope we can find out. And just when I thought there's enough of these, quote, postseason all-star games, there was a new one.
Yeah, a new one has appeared with the Allen Iverson Round Ball Classic, which just kicked off its first ever season last Friday, or not season, first ever game last Friday, and it included three Kentucky class of 2018 signees. One went on to win the MVP. That was PJ Washington with 37 points. Quade Green added in 32 points, and Shai Alexander had 21. But Greg, listen to the final score of this game, 198-152. If that doesn't tell you what's wrong with these all-star games, I have no idea what does.
Why you would even go to, you know, see one of these, pay money, I guess, because you can say you saw future NBA stars, but I mean, are you kidding me? 198 points?
I also have an interesting tidbit. I heard that Kentucky or Rupp Arena is going to host like a big 3-on-3 tournament, I believe, and among others, it looks like Allen Iverson is going to be in that tournament, and I believe it's over the summer. So I'm sure you can find more information about that on Rupp Arena's website.
Oh, my goodness. There's another one there. They'll probably one of the eight ESPN channels, or at least it'll be live streamed on ESPN3.
I'm sure. And I think the big headliner why it's at Kentucky is Keith Bogans will be participating as well.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up for this segment. We got one more take.
Yeah, one more. Just that Illinois Mr. Basketball Mark Smith is going to decide on Wednesday at 4 p.m. He is, or 7 p.m. He's a four-star shooting guard. He's visited Michigan State, Kentucky, and Ohio State. Most recently, though, visited Illinois, and it sounds like that would probably be the choice for him. But if Hamidou Diallo is out the door and Kentucky knows it, they might be pushing even more for this commitment come Wednesday.
All right, we're going to take our final break. It's a short one. We'll get back, talk a little UK baseball, UK softball, and some NBA playoffs. That next on 1250 Sports Talk on AM 1250 WLRT.
Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life. Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
Do you dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With three convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120. Or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com.
Congratulations to McGee's Bakery celebrating their 60th anniversary. Family owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers. Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-643-6931 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-643-6931 to take your call now. Call 1-800-643-6931. That's 1-800-643-6931. Again, 1-800-643-6931.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn in action. Jackson Reams here with you. I want to thank our sponsor of the day, the Kessinger Lee Financial Group with Hilliard Lyons. And you can find more information about them at KessingerLeeGroup.com. Also, I want to let you know this will be our last week for 1250 Sports Talk. We have almost a three-year run here. We started in late June on Saturdays, and then in July of 2015, we went live Monday through Friday, and it's been a great run, but going to call it quits and going to go back into the business world, but it's been a lot of fun and got to have a lot of great guests and had a lot of fun with my co-host and especially you, Mr. Action Jackson Rings.
Well, it's been a lot of fun. I really appreciate the opportunity you gave me here. It was my first gig out of college, and I'll definitely always remember that and cherish the opportunities that I've had here.
Well, that's one of the highlights for me. It gave a lot of people to get a chance to do sports radio, friends of mine that, like me, have always wanted to do it. And really appreciate Benson Gregory, the general manager, giving this opportunity. Appreciate all the help him and our man Bruce Edwards, the general manager out here at the station manager, I guess. So just helping us out when we've had some bugs, and Jessica Rice. So good team out here. But we've got four more shows. I'm not going to be able to be here probably again until Friday because of my new obligation. But Dr. Rick Reams will be filling in. Always does a great job. Appreciate all his help. Well, the UK baseball team under Mark Mangione are just doing
Nick Mangione. That's your buddy, right?
Mark, yeah. I keep calling him. I cannot get that change. I apologize. Nick Mangione is doing a phenomenal job. And you even got to go see these Wildcats baseball team in person.
Well, I did. On Friday, Kentucky played a doubleheader against number 8 LSU. In that first game, the Cats cruised to a victory, getting a 12-5 win, putting up the most runs on LSU this season and having the most hits against the Tigers all year. And in that second game, was when my dad, Rick Reams, my brother, Jennings Reams, and I all went down and watched a game at Cliff Hagan Stadium. It was a 3-0 lead for Kentucky until late in that game, but LSU was able to come back, score four runs, and get the win 4-3. The most interesting part, though, Greg, I found out that Baylor women's head coach Kim Mulkey has a son on LSU's baseball team. She sat two rows in front of me. We didn't take a picture with her or anything. We didn't really interact with her. But we were sitting in the LSU fan section, so we found out that that's why she was there. So kind of cool to see someone who's been so successful in her profession being just a couple rows in front of us. And then Kentucky went on to win the last game in that series yesterday against LSU, defeating them 10-2. So Kentucky went in a four-game home stretch, 3-1 against top 10 teams this past week, beating number 2 Louisville and taking 2 of 3 from number 8 LSU. They're now 19-3 at home. They've won 14 games against ranked opponents, and Craig, that's more wins than they have losses all of this season. They're sitting at 28-13 and currently 12-6, the leaders of the SEC East. Just amazing what Nick Mangione and his staff have done down there at Kentucky.
Well, it really is, and, you know, nothing like getting off to a great start. And then, to me, even more exciting news is, you know, they're going to have a new baseball stadium forever. And, you know, Jeff Peard, who is a former UK Wildcat, 10-year Major League Baseball pitcher, shared they talked about that back when he played many moons ago, and now it is actually happening.
Well, and something I didn't realize was I had a birthday there when I was turning, like, 7 years old or something. And I asked my dad the other night, I said, is this the same stadium that we were in, you know, a decade ago? And I just assumed the answer was no, because the back of Cliff Hagan Stadium, you know, the stands and everything, still looks fairly new. And he said, no, this is the same stadium. They've just done renovations to it. Now they'll finally just close the door on it. But that's still a ways down the road, Greg. I think even they'll have to play in Cliff Hagan one more year after this year before they get that ready. But Nick Mangione already handing them a winning baseball team. Kentucky now pretty much a consensus top 10 team. I've seen them ranked as highly as 6th. They will host Xavier on Wednesday and then go on the road to number 21 South Carolina for a weekend series and try to keep their position 2 games ahead of Florida for first place in the SEC East.
All right. Well, we'll wish them continued success. UK softball team also had a good week.
Well, softball has always been the sport here at Kentucky between the two that I really enjoyed paying attention to. Kentucky went 4-0 all on the road this week, defeating Indiana and then sweeping Missouri, including a game yesterday where Kentucky scored 7 unanswered runs in the 6th and 7th innings to win that game 10-8. They were losing 8-3 heading into that 6th inning. So in the last 2 innings, 7 unanswered to win. Kentucky now at number 21 in the country, 30-13 and 9-9 in the SEC. So very much in the middle of things in the SEC. They will host Eastern Kentucky and Tennessee Martin before a home series this weekend with number 4 Texas A&M, which could be a gigantic series if the Cats could get a couple of wins. And Rachel Lawson, another coach who has been extremely successful in all of her time here at UK softball and really put them on the map.
Well, a couple of NBA notes. I watched that Celtics-Bulls game last night, and Isaiah Thomas was amazing, putting on a clinic, smallest guy on the court, and 33 points just willed his Celtics to a win over the Bulls.
They tied that series down.
Yes, sir, and tied it after they were down because they lost in Boston, which was not good, so even up to a piece now. But Freddie Hoiberg not liking that, saying that Isaiah Thomas has an advantage the way he handles the basketball.
Yeah, I think he said something about picking up his dribbles and still going. You also have the Milwaukee Bucks and the Toronto Raptors tied at 2. The Jazz and the Clippers tied at 2. And then how about Andrew Harrison last night coming up with a big block, 2 big free throws in overtime, and the Memphis Grizzlies, the 7 seed, have now tied the 2 seed San Antonio Spurs. That was a lot of fun of a game to watch. And my, quote-unquote, my Washington Wizards will be back in action tonight. They have a 2-1 series lead and looking to go up 3-1 in Atlanta over the Hawks.
Yep. NBA playoffs, lots of good things happening there. John Wall playing really, really well, so happy for him. Maybe some year my New York Knicks will be in there.
Yeah, maybe one year. I did see Derrick Rose was at the United Center over the weekend, got like a standing ovation from the Bulls crowd. That's probably because he was on the Knicks payroll this year when he blew out his knee.
That's exactly right. No lost love there. All right. Well, that's going to be a wrap for Sports Talk today. But I want to thank Kessinger Lee Financial Group with Hilliard Lyons for being our sponsor. Dr. Rick Reams will be filling in for me the next 3 days. And I'm hoping to be back with you Friday as we're going to wrap up 1250 Sports Talk. And also thank my man Anthony Combs and Tim Smith that helped me get this show off the ground. And Brad Taylor, who was actually a part of the show for a while too, so lots of great guys to help me out. Well, that's gonna be a wrap for Jackson Reams. I'm Greg Horn. Good night. See you tomorrow at 5:05 p.m. on Sports Talk on AM 1250 WLRT.